Okay. We're all set.
We're all set? Okay. All right, good evening. Good evening, everyone. We're going to begin. It's 6:05, June 22nd, and I'm calling the Commission on Reapportionment meeting to order. For the record, Fawn, would you call the roll, and we'll respond by here or present?
Yes, Regis Obajewski.
Present.
Sarah DiStefano. DiStefano, I'm sorry.
No, it's all right.
Andy Monk.
Here.
Donna Lutz.
Here.
Ken Panza.
Here.
Travis Rask, absent, and Kathleen Waite.
Present.
Okay. Thank you, everyone. We have a quorum. We have six of the seven commissioners. That's great. And Fawnda did not mail the minutes to the meeting. So we're not going to vote on that this time. And it looks like there will be a next time. So here's what I'm going to suggest for tonight. That we went over certainly the final draft vis-a-vis the comments made at the hearings, and we summarized those. And so we have a pretty good idea of what were some ideas that we could take away from those hearings that we could incorporate into the final draft. And since then, Ken has come up with a couple of maps, the last of which is a second version, which we would call an improvement to the draft plan, the draft map. And Rob and I went over that mostly for technicalities, and Rob did a little tweaking there with the Village of New Paltz.
Right, it was just to conform to the Borough Elections recommendations, except for the parcel difference between census layers, which we can't do anything about, and the city wards. So it's all the other BOE recommendations.
Right. As you recall, we voted the last time on the city wards and decided to keep what we had in the final draft plan. So I understand, Sarah, you have a plan that you you wish to talk about this evening.
I do. Yeah, I've shared it on the server. I guess I found what was shared by Ken and then Regis / Rob to be pretty confusing, because I thought that the point of the last 2 weeks was to work towards finding a map that did not cut fewer towns into three districts.
Right.
And neither of those maps does such a thing. So I do find it confusing. In fact, in solving the Gardner problem, it seems to have really caused really butchering of the towns of Lloyd and Plattekill. And actually, I'd love to hear from Donna.
Well, we're not going to I didn't mean to interrupt. Sarah, just a moment, please.
Is that this other map, which something we've talked about and something that I was initially against.
No,
which
Sarah, Sarah, can you hear me?
I'm speaking. You asked me to speak.
No, I know you're speaking. I'm stopping you. Sarah, you answered. No, listen, please.
No.
Sarah, I didn't. No.
I appreciate it. So, the map that I'm proposing has removed the hat, as we've called it, in Marbletown, and puts Kerhonkson in with the town of Rochester, such that it only cuts two towns into three, those towns being the two largest towns in the county that don't have villages. And therefore, it's not my favorite based on the discrepancies in deviation, the big deviations, but I think it solves some of our problems without causing great inequity issues to other towns in order to solve the Gardner issue. I've been chatting with Andy and Donna about this to try and figure out how we can do both. And I don't think any of us have come up with a great solution for that. So thank you for allowing me to finish my thought. It's very kind of you.
I wasn't allowing you to finish your thought, so I'm not being. I'm not being very kind. No. Well, listen. All I asked you was, are you intending to advance a map tonight? And the answer is yes. And we're gonna take that in order. That's all I wanted to know. So we collectively haven't studied, you know, the map that you have prepared. Many of us have looked at Ken's map as, in a sense, completed by Rob, and a little bit by myself. So I'm going to ask Ken to go first. We all know what's in the final draft. I'm going to ask Ken to talk about and describe, and we can ask Rob to put it up on the screen. It's already there. And Ken, if you could explain those improvements, of what the reasons were for those improvements, and where they actually exist. And Sarah, I'm going to ask you to do the same when we
zoom specifically into the bottom portion of this map.
I'm going to ask you to do the same when it's your turn.
I'm asking a procedural question so we can see the map.
I'm having difficulty hearing, and my volume's up.
Am I on?
We zoom in farther.
If they can hear, then we do have.
What do you need to zoom to?
There we go.
There is this sliver that's in the town of Lloyd that you can't really
see
the way that it's zoomed in on the screen.
Ken, if you want to guide us through it, because we're not going to be able to, not everyone here can see.
I think the internet's a little bit slow.
Okay.
So you'll just have to bear with this.
Well, let me just set the stage. We started with this map, which was called the Final Draft Map, which was presented at the public hearings. The only thing I did with this map is draw the town boundaries on it, because all we had were the district boundaries. But this was the map we showed at the public hearings. We got the input back from the public hearings. And then at the last meeting, we reviewed what I called revision one. And essentially, just to go over what we said last 2 weeks ago, we took the area that was in the District 20, or that was in Gart, in what's that town? Hurley. Moved it back into District 21, added the town, added the Kerhonkson back into District 21, so Kerhonkson as a hamlet was all together within District 21 as part of Rochester. Rearranged District 15 and 14, essentially as was suggested during our public input areas back in February, where we had several options in how to do that. That pushed District 14 into Shungum, which then reduced Songram to just two districts. It moved District 16, essentially so that it covers all of Gardner. And the real problem with this map was in order to solve the New Pulse micro district problem, I had cut New Pulse in half, the village of New Pulse in half. So that the commission objected to. So that map was discussed last week, or last meeting. And as a result of that meeting, I simply made a change to New Pulse. The rest of the districts are all the same. This is revision number two, which is on the server. And what I did with New Pulse is take what was on the final draft map for the village, and just plugged it in as District 20, then put the rest of New Pulse, the town of New Pulse, around that. So essentially, the village of New Pulse was the same as it was on the final draft.
Can you, if you could refer to the screen rather than your paper map, because there are at least two people that won't be able to see this.
Right, and this is the one with the BOE corrections to what you did. So really, the only changes are the villages.
Right, the only change that was made to version two was to compact the area around the villages to eliminate the micro districts. Otherwise, everything is exactly the same.
Right.
Exactly the same as
The one he just laid out. The second one he laid out.
This one.
Yes.
Can I hear? Excuse me. I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, I was just asking.
Which version it was.
Yeah, right. I mean, all these other districts remain the same as I outlined in version one, release one. They're the same in release two. The only difference is New Paltz and the village of New Paltz.
Okay. So, in conclusion, compare this map to
the draft.
I just want to know what changes you made.
What
changes you made.
All
I mean,
becomes whole. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's all outlined in an email I sent to
you
on November May 24th.
Well, this is the time, Ken, where we need to repeat that information.
Right.
I mean, the way I go ahead. Why don't you do it?
All right. Fine. Let me have the.
I mean, I just basically like to know.
This area, which was part of Marble Town,
the hat,
was moved back in, so Marble Town became whole. We moved this line over a little bit so that the balance out districts 18 and 19.
Why don't you talk about what you did to Lloyd and New Paltz and Plattekill, because I think that those are the real major differences.
Then for Honkson, which was the hamlet was split, we returned that into Rochester so that all of Cohonkson is part of Rochester. When districts 14 and 15 were reorganized,
does that help at all?
And essentially pushed 14 into Shongum, which then instead of three districts across Songrum is just two, 14 and 13.
Right, and the version that's on the board includes the whole village of Elmville.
Right.
Okay.
And then 16 gets pushed up, so that all of Gardner's in 16 and part of 16 ends up in
Plattekill.
And then 17, which was pushed into Gardner, has been removed, put back into New Paltz. In this area, which is part of Lloyd, 9 was returned to Lloyd, so that all of New Paltz now is within one district.
And what about the village?
The village is, the village is within District 20, and this is where, you know, I just used the, on my revisions, I just took that same outline and put it in.
And we reduced it now so that it can
now
just the village.
The proposal is
so we don't have those micro districts.
Yeah,
so we don't have
those micro districts.
So it works really nicely.
Yeah.
Okay, and Sarah mentioned something about Lloyd. Like what?
Yes, please.
Like what happened with Lloyd?
Not really anything.
This little strip here.
I mean, it cuts the town of Lloyd into three, and it cuts the towns of Plattekill into three. By solving Garner's demands, we butcher two other towns, and no one wants. And I guess no one's going to mention it. We just move it over a little. It's not. It's a sliver that runs from the southernmost end of the town of Lloyd to the northernmost end of the town of Lloyd. Irrelevant of where people live, irrelevant of communities, as if the people that live in this tiny little sliver at the town of Lloyd, you know, are equivalent to the tiny little sliver at the bottom.
Right, but that. Sarah, geographically, though, that area relates much more to New Paltz than it does to Lloyd.
But we were, our whole point in redoing this was because we didn't want to cut up more. We only took this last 2 weeks to redraw maps so that it would only cut towns up no more than two. That was Regis's ask. And then instead, we cut up two other towns into three. So I'm very confused by this.
All right.
Think Donna has some thoughts on it too that I'd love to hear.
There are no more towns cut into three on this map than there were on the other maps.
There are the same amount of towns cut into three. We've done no better work. We've just butchered two other towns in the process.
No, we've substantially improved it because we took one town, which is Marble Town, which is 5,000 people.
Let's hear from Donna what she has to say. She actually lives in this area.
Let's let Ken finish first, okay? Now Ken.
Ken's been speaking this whole time.
Yep.
Yeah, I think if you just could you relax for a moment, please?
I'm 100% relaxed.
Relax your jaw.
I'm 100% relaxed. I would just appreciate a chair that could run a meeting and doesn't just let one person steal the
floor. If that's the chair you would wish, then I'd put you on mute.
If you put me on mute, Regis Obajewski, you will have, that is unacceptable.
Okay.
After so many meetings where I've been screamed at by this man, that you would put me on mute, because I would like to hear what Donna, who actually lives in this area, has to say, is unacceptable. And it is, I'm sure it's unacceptable to the other people in the room, too.
Just for clarification, on Ken's map, when we're speaking about three districts, we're really speaking about the number of districts shared with other municipalities. And in Ken's map,
we're talking about the number of times a town is cut into three. That's what we've talked about the whole time.
Well, what I'm saying is, it's the number of districts shared with other municipalities. Otherwise, the city of Kingston would be a triple. You know, that would be a fracture, and it's not. It's an integration.
Yes, and if you remove the towns that have a village, so you have Worsing, Saugerties, and New Paltz, and the city of Kingston, all maps, the map the last time you didn't like because it cut up towns too much, and these two maps, the Ken map and the Rob Regis map, cut up three towns into three. It does nothing additional. It solves no additional problem than what we were trying to solve after the last meeting. Well, we took 2 weeks to solve it, not at all.
Ken,
let's hear what Donna has to say. Ken's spoken enough.
Can you just be patient, please? My goodness.
If you mute me, Regis, that is unacceptable. I'm a member of this commission. I'm not a member of the public sitting out in the audience.
He's the chairman.
Speak in turn as a chair.
Ken.
Andy and Kathy, what do you think about this? I mean, we're just letting these two people take the floor and then threaten to mute people on the commission.
All right, go ahead, Kathy, ask your question.
I want you to go, listen, I just want you guys to, you know, let's just get this done orderly. I just had questions, but if Donna, you know, I'll yield to Donna. I'm still going to have my questions.
You had your questions. Why don't you finish your questions,
and
then we'll go to
question.
Donna.
I just wanted to know what the population in Ken's version, what's the difference in populations with what Sarah's speaking about with Lloyd and the ones that have the three.
Well, here are the populations
of the towns
which are split into three.
Right. I just wanted to know what they affected.
Except for Kingston, I didn't put that in there. But
right.
Those.
That's all. That's fine. And yeah. Donna can. I'd love to hear Donna and what she has to say. Her comments.
Yeah.
We're ready.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Donna.
Okay. In our original final draft, we didn't cut too many of the districts down south. The new map that is being projected this evening, it cuts up too much of Lloyd. Plattekill's a mess again, and it gives a lot to Gardner to make Gardner whole. They wanted to keep it whole because they came out and said because of one legislator. Okay, so two areas, it was taken from District 9 in Lloyd and given to New Paltz in 17, correct? And then, you know, took from Plattekill to put it in District 9. Then an area from Shongum they gave to Gardner. Then they gave Watchtower to Shongum and took from Gardner in order to, please the people of Gardner. So in the map shared on 621, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, and 16 are all now in two districts. And one of the things, the large curve on the western end of Plattekill used to be Shongum. Now the entire western end is in Gardner. And it's just not fair to the people down here. Marlboro, of course, it's in two, and that's fine. It's not fine, but it has to be fine. Everybody wants their districts to be whole, and they can't be. It's crazy to think that with all the difference in all the differences in all the populations from all over. But just because, okay, if we have another public hearing and somebody complains about something else, do we go back to the drawing board and start all over again? If I bring people from Marlboro and have 120 people, what's going to happen? Okay.
I have some questions for Donna. Donna, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Just for clarification, so I can understand. So you said that Plattekill. I think the term you used.
Right.
You said it was messed up. That's the words you used.
Yeah.
So can you?
Yes, just, I did.
Right. So can you just explain to me in your why? I'm not saying it's not. I don't know anything. So I'm just asking.
In too many districts.
Okay. Too many districts.
You have to think about the five different school districts that is in there, like with this, and you have to think about all the fire okay. agencies, all the townships.
I get it. And you also said on.
I don't mean to sound like I'm yelling, but I don't know if you can hear me.
No, that's fine. I just want to understand. And then you also said 9, 10, 12, 11, 16. And I don't...
9, 10, 11, 12, 13, and 16 from our... From one of the maps is now in two districts. I believe that's the one from June 21st.
Right, that's what
you know, they're all in two districts.
And what is the issue with that? I thought we were going from three...
No, that's good.
Oh,
it's in
okay.
two. That's perfect.
Okay, that's what I wanted for Clark. Thank you. Okay.
You're welcome.
In the map that Donna, and I would say even Andy and I looked at, and I was shared on the server yesterday, I think is what Donna means, not in the map that we had.
Yes.
And this is the map from on the screen.
This is the draft that was presented.
Okay. At the public hearing.
So this is what we really had.
Okay.
Where
you're welcome. Thank you.
Marble Town was split into three, even though it's less population, and then Shogun was broken.
That's what I wanted
here.
To find out. That's what I wanted to know. The population.
The Marble Town being broken into three is a real issue. Because
it's not a lot of people. Enough population to support that. Is that the reason? Okay.
Yeah. And
excuse me, I can't hear.
Oh no, I was just asking about Marble Town.
Right.
You know, I think it's split. I think Rob was saying it's split into three, and it's not enough population to support being split into three.
Right, but in the map that I shared yesterday, it removes that hat, and it's not
right.
split into three anymore.
All right, let's bring that up.
Should we?
We had the wrong map up on the screen. If we could put the one up, that would be great.
Should we take a look at that and have you talk us through it, Sarah?
Right, that's what I was waiting on.
Great, yeah, I'm happy to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And Andy and Donna, please jump in too, because I know that we all three of us have looked at it together with some blank.
Does this have BOE adjustments or not?
It'd be best that I could. I would ask Rob if you were able to check over what I did to make sure that it's reflects. But I did review the PDF that they provided, the letter, and I believe it does.
I mean,
does
if we started with the. If we had started with the one that we had edited, that would have been a good starting point.
That one made too many changes, and I didn't need to reinvent the wheel. The only thing that this changes is does not fix Gardner, is it flips the hat. And in doing so, it cuts... I feel that this is the most equitable. I'm not crazy about... As I said to Andy and Donna, I'm not crazy about how high the average of deviations are on this. But if you have to give, if the thing that we're going to weigh heavily is not cutting towns up into two, this map only cuts two towns that do not have a village, so the towns of Shunkum and the towns of Ulster, into three districts. All other districts, if they're cut, are cut into two. Towns, if they're cut, are cut into two.
And the reason that those two towns are justified is because they're actually the largest towns after the towns that, and the city of Kingston, the towns that have a village and the city of Kingston all have three, but you could justify that based on there being a village and a city. And then the towns of Shungham and the towns of Ulster have the next largest populations. So all the other towns are cut into two. I would love to satisfy the demands of the town people in the town of Gardner, but I don't think it's fair to cut up the town of Lloyd, I'm always doing that, and the town of Plattekill into three to satisfy that concern. And I also think that's what's prompting the request for us to have another public hearing. Because if we make really big changes like that, people are going to be very upset, and they're going to want to have something to say about it too, because they didn't think that they needed to come to a meeting to complain about their towns. And so we'll be really giving them a bait and switch that's not fair. I don't think we have enough time to do another public hearing. So I think we should be making the least amount of changes on our prior map that makes sense. And if our desire from our last meeting was to have the fewest number of towns that are cut into three, this solves that problem.
I'm curious about one thing. With the previous month that we were looking at, Gardner was whole and then Newpaltz went straight to its boundary too.
Can't hear?
Mm-hmm.
So the other map has a little, even though we're talking about that actually preserved two whole towns in that and kept them in one district. And the fact that Gardner, when you make it whole, it's always going to be less than a total district. So
would you let Rob finish, please?
According to me. A whole town, if you have a whole town, you can keep a whole town whole as a starting point, you should.
Then cut up two other towns into three. What is the justification in that? This is what
because
I'm trying to say.
Has less.
This cuts up the towns in the fewest numbers possible. Yeah. I don't see why keeping towns whole while cutting up other towns into three is equitable. I don't see it. And as much as I appreciate your comments, Rob, I know you're just here to help us. Yeah. That's not helpful. How is that helpful? It's just a completely different fact.
All right.
I thought we were looking to achieve fewer cuts, not more cuts.
All right. I mean, this...
Is that not right?
The result is that now you have more towns cut. Because now...
Newpaltz is cut, and Gardner is cut.
Now you have more towns cut. Now everybody's equitably chopped up. Whereas you had the option to keep a couple towns whole.
Exactly. So, you don't cut up some towns into three. You don't pick and choose winners and losers. You don't cut some towns, you don't butcher them and say, well, we got Newpaltz and Gardner whole. Wow.
All right.
Well, by the initial...
Plattekill that doesn't speak up, and Plattekill that just goes by the wayside all the time.
I mean, well, the major problems with the final draft map was to cut Marbletown into three pieces, and it's a small town. I mean, that's where we started off, is solving the Marbletown problem.
Mm-hmm.
So this map doesn't have the Marbletown problem. And as I said to Andy and Donna on the phone, I'm not crazy about how high the deviations get. But if that's a demand for some people, it does solve the problem. Cuts up one fewer town that doesn't have a village.
And I have to agree with the people who spoke about the southern end, because I believe the southern end from Lloyd, from 9, 10, 11, 12, and Plattekill, they don't speak up, and I don't know why. Because everything is forgotten, and I do believe, yes, they said we started at the top and worked our way down, and I believe some of us did.
I'll just make one last point. We did this for Rochester, and now you're not making the same concession for Gardner. By keeping it whole, by
Rochester, it's a harder district.
It doesn't matter about
the people of Rochester aren't on the
That's all.
Eastern edge of Rochester.
I know.
Kathy and Andy, what do you think about it? What are your feelings?
That's what I was going to ask. I was just going to ask, in terms of if someone is coming into this room and doesn't know anything about, they just know, I guess, the criteria between not cutting up districts between 3 and 2 and the least amount. Between the three maps, I think it was Ken's, yours, I think Rob and Regis, I think you kind of, the last three, whichever one that's
in.
What are the, I just want to know, I think I kind of know, but what is the most important to us, the top three, in terms of this whole commission? What is the most important?
That's up to you to decide on your own, Kathy. I mean, which way do you want it? Do you want to have it so that more towns are totally whole? Or do you want to have it where more towns have an equitable solution? Do you want to have more towns cut into three? And therefore more towns are in whole? Or do you want to have it be fair so everyone in the South is running into two districts?
I want it to be fair. I want it to be fair and done with integrity.
So it's up to you to decide that question. Yeah, I can't tell you the answer to that question.
Well, I thought that we were, now I'm confused, because I thought that as a commission, we were working as a whole for a particular goal. You know, I didn't, realize that it's, like what you said, opinions, because then we all would have our own opinion. I thought there was like a set guideline.
We don't have a guideline that lists them out in what order things are the matters most, other than we can't break constitutional law, right?
Right.
So it's up to our own personal judgment which factors we think matter the most. And that's why I say I can't tell you which way is the most fair. I think most fair to have it be that fewer towns are cut into three.
Right. Okay.
Well, that's
cutting up random towns into three to solve the garter problem. Personally, that's my opinion. I hope you agree with me so that we can have a solution.
See, that part I can see.
We don't have a count from your map of the towns counted into three.
You can count them. It's on the screen.
We don't have a count.
It's the town of Shungham and the town of Ulster. Two towns that don't have a village are cut into three.
We haven't gone through and determined how many towns are cut into two, into three with your map, because no one has seen your map.
It's on the screen. Go for it. Go for it. How about it?
Well, maybe, by the end of next week, we can count it. But right now, it's just your opinion of how many towns are cut.
It's not an opinion. That's a fact. Up on the screen is two.
I have six down south.
All right. I've gone through the maps and looked at where the number of districts shared with other municipalities. Those are the three that we're talking about. We're trying to stay away from. That was an aspirational criterion. We have rules to follow. We have laws to follow, and then we set up aspirational criteria. Among them, let's keep the villages whole. And we said as much as possible.
Right.
Keep the villages whole. As much as possible. Keep the city of Kingston whole. As much as possible, keep the other municipalities whole. What do we mean by that? We have 24 municipalities within this county. 14 of them are too small to be their own. Too small to be their own district. And 10 are too large to be their own single district.
Understood.
So for example, Saugerties has 14,400 people in the town, and another 3,500 or so in the village. That's a lot of people altogether. That's like a 23,000 people. You can't have one. So those are going to have separate districts. They're not sharing. They're sharing with themselves. Just like the city is sharing with themselves. Now the towns there are some towns that are borderline. A few are, and some are very low. One of the lowest being out west. You got a couple of few hundred. Okay, and we know what happened there, and that's the reason we said we'll create a criterion that says we'll keep those together, because it zeroes out. So that was one thing we did. The other is, let's keep the rest of the municipalities, if possible, as whole as possible, and that would mean two districts,
right,
that they would share with other municipalities, and as much as possible. And so some are requiring three. In our final draft, I believe we had three municipalities that had three, and I thought Ken's had two, but I did another count, and I think it's three. The town of Ulster with the three, we all know about that one. The Marble Town, that was three, and Shongham was three. So those were the three in the final draft. In Ken's, we have I counted them. You can follow it on the map. It's the town of Ulster, and that's up in the north there. The town of Lloyd, number 9, which has the shared districts are Esopus, New Paltz, and Plattekill. So that's a triple. That's three. So that's two right there. Plattekill is sharing with Lloyd, Gardner, and Marlborough. Okay, this is on Ken's map. I thought it was just two, but there are three. If I look at Sarah's, I find two that have three. One is the town of Ulster, which we've spoken about, and the other is Shongham, which has Plattekill, Gardner.
Worsing has three.
Huh?
Worsing.
That has a village.
And Worsing
has a village.
Yes, and
Worsing.
Yes,
there are six in all of them. There are six districts that have the six towns that have three, but the ones that don't have villages, there are two. And then there are three, but all of them have six municipalities that are cut into three. It's just which ones you're choosing. And so the ones that have a village, if you cut out the ones that have a village in the city of Kingston, in this map, you have two towns that are cut into three versus the other ones that have three towns that are cut into three. That's the difference.
Well, yeah, and I think the easy way to do it is the number of districts shared with other municipalities. And so you do, you look at New Paltz, and it's big enough to be its own district. It's about 7,200 people, right? Somewhere around there.
Okay.
Okay. So it's a big, and so that's gonna stay by itself. If you look up in Saugerties, it's 3,000, I think, and change.
3,899.
There's going to be some sharing. So, but our definition of whole within villages, and this was the aspirational criteria, one of the aspirational criteria, that village would be held, you know, whole, but it would be expanded simply because of numbers, north, south, east, or west, within the municipality in which it sits. So it's a share, but that's what we decided to do. So in fairness and in count, there was in the final version three triples. Okay, and we wanted to reduce those as much as possible to two.
Okay.
Ken's I thought had two. I looked at it again, and it does have three. Sarah's, I looked at this afternoon, does have two.
Okay.
So that is one of the aspirational criteria that, you know, in a sense, has been met as much as possible.
Okay.
So you got the law, and you got these other criteria that we said, let's strive to do that. Now let me comment, if I may, on Gardner. Gardner has 5,600 and change people, so they're considered, you know, a small town. To have larger municipalities like New Paltz, this is just me talking now, a larger municipality like New Paltz pull from that, and also Shongham, which has I think 12,500 thereabouts. Let's see, Shongham.
Thirteen thousand five hundred.
Yeah. So the bigger are pulling from a smaller town,
mm-hmm.
And so from a numbers and a sharing perspective, I would like to see Gardner more whole as it is,
mm-hmm.
and have it either go north to grab some population from New Paltz, to go east a little bit, and pull some from Platicol, or go south and get it from get it from Shongham. But there's an opportunity there,
huh? How many other towns are similar to Gardner?
Gardner's unique because that part of the county is really a funnel. A lot of people get stuck.
Right.
Every town in this county has its unique challenges. I believe truly that Gardner is unique, but I don't think it's more unique than the town of Lloyd, and I don't think it's more unique than the town of Platicol. That you should butcher those towns to satisfy the needs of Gardner. I fully believe that Gardner is a unique and special town, right. But I can't justify that. I can't.
Right.
And I think I would love to hear what because I haven't heard what he's had to say, what Andy thinks about this, and more of what Kathy thinks about this, because we get the same people taking up the floor all the time, and I feel like we don't give air to them, Donna.
Pretty good, huh?
I'm just trying to get some information so I could...
Yeah, I'm in the stage now where I'm trying to listen to what everyone has to
right,
say.
Right, that's... I just want
to
know...
I need to see both of these maps. I had about a day to look at it. I tried to make my own map again, and then I realized I was doing exactly what we should be doing and making huge changes to the map. And also, my map doesn't work at all anyway. So I have to say that I actually don't have a fully formed opinion on this right now. I want to take a look at both of these maps, plus the original one, I guess, although it sounds like it's maybe not under consideration anymore, and see, like, you know, what are the criteria? I understand both sides. Like, for example, Gardner is not big enough to be in its own district, so it could absorb population from a neighboring town in order to become bigger, a larger town, and that makes sense because then Gardner wouldn't just be the redheaded stepchild of whatever other district it happens to get split up and put into. So, like, half of Gardner won't make up a significant voting block within New Paltz or Shongham or wherever they get put, and that in some ways does disenfranchise them. I don't understand still what effect the cutting of Lloyd and the other towns that got cut in Ken's version of the map, what effect that would have, because if those towns are large enough to constitute a significant voting block within the districts that they get put into, then
sorry,
I do feel that the harm is worse.
I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry. I was saying that...
I heard up till cutting up Lloyd.
I don't understand, based on the map that I didn't have that much time to review, what I don't understand is if the Lloyd and the other town gets cut up and put into different districts, do they constitute a significant voting block within the district they would end up in a way that Gardner would not under the current plan that it got cut up into? I think that's a really important distinction. And I don't know the answer to the question, which is why I'm asking it.
I think it's actually worth maybe looking into what the balance is. Is it true that they wouldn't have a significant voting block? I feel like most of the town is in the district that's shared with Shongham. And there's not as much population in this section as Shongham. So I haven't done the math on it myself, but it's worth looking into that because I don't know that it's accurate that they won't have a voting block.
Mm-hmm.
Most of their town is in, we don't have the map up. Is it 16 the number that's?
Yes,
that's
16.
The end?
16.
Yes. Yeah.
And which map is this that's on
this
the screen?
This is the Ken map.
And so
observation, I don't know if it's appropriate for me to say something, but remember Shongham.
I think a good exercise might be to see which map has, just as a reverse of not how many towns are split, but how many towns or municipalities are whole in each map, just to see if that is the number one criteria, if I recall.
It is not a number one criteria.
Okay.
Well,
it's not possible to have that, so how could that be our number one criteria?
Can I make an observation about Ken's map respectfully? If
sure.
You want me to wait till the public
sure.
comment, I will.
Yeah,
but
go ahead.
One of the things I liked about this was it took into consideration what Shongham said. Shongham didn't mind being divided into thirds as long as one of their districts was wholly within the town. They felt like they were being butchered in your last map. And this map solves that problem.
One person, respectfully, one person said that. So it's hard to know what Shungum thinks. We only had one person say that.
There were several people there to support what he said.
There was only one person that made that.
Well, it doesn't make any difference. The comment is valid.
It's a valid comment, but it doesn't dissuade this group's
If it was just with number of people, Gardner would be whole right now. We wouldn't be discussing this. They obviously had more votes than anyone else there.
I mean, it's very clear that we just want to remove the political power from the towns of Lloyd and the towns of Plattekill with this one. It's just so clear. We want to appease the people who really like their legislator from Gardner, and we want to rip the political power away from. Let's just put it on the table. That's what this is. That's not what I was saying, Sarah.
No.
Yes, it is. That's what's happening. And I find that so frustrating. I think it's very unfortunate that that's what it's come down to.
Well, you'll have to explain the politics to us, then, because we don't understand it.
Each meeting, because some people in this room go and talk to people outside of this room and come back. That's why all of a sudden it doesn't matter that we're cutting things into two, even though that was the whole point of the last 2 weeks was to try not to cut more towns into three. What happened to that?
That's an important criteria. No one's disputing that. But I'll tell you, I think I would dispute you on being swayed by politics. If I were being swayed by politicians, I'd be all over the town of Ulster, and you don't hear me saying anything.
You have taken every phone call from every politician, and you've said it.
I've spoken
to no one.
Well, I'm glad you tapped my phone, but you might be confusing me with somebody else. I am not pushing the town of Ulster. So you're painting with a roller.
Three weeks ago, you called me and you wanted to censure Ken over this map. And I was like, why? It's a gerrymandered map. Who's going to pass this thing? And now it's the best thing since sliced bread. Let's just put that out there. How did we go from censure to it's the greatest? How?
Yeah. Exactly. Don't look to me for that one.
Messages and a voicemail about it. So what is this politics? I'm so confused. Why can't this just be fair, okay. Regis? Why can't this be fair?
That's what I wanted to ask.
It's no longer fair. And I'm just going to throw that out there because I let's put it on the record. It's no longer fair. And you're going to cut up two towns into three because someone told you to.
No one's told me to do anything.
I'm happy to share the voicemail I received where you were going to censure Ken over this map. And we talked on the phone about it, and I said, why? It's a stupid map. Why? Who cares?
Which map are you talking about?
The one that's on the screen.
No.
Yes. And if anyone would like to hear the voicemail or read the text message I got, Andy got it too.
Sarah, that was not about this map.
It was about this map. It was the map was sent to the Democratic Party, and the Democratic Party liked it.
Also.
And Regis was upset and wanted to censure him. Now all of a sudden it's the best map ever.
No.
How is that possible?
You are confusing issues.
I am not confusing any
issues.
You are.
Also, I really think we've gotten so far off track, you guys.
Absolutely.
We should be focusing on, yes, thank you.
Let's get back to the business here. I've heard what Sarah said about your map, okay? What is the problem with Sarah's map? That's what I want to know. Because to me, it seems, I mean, from what she's saying, it seems pretty simple. But maybe I've heard what she said. She critiqued Ken's map, Rob's map. She gave her reasons why. What is wrong, just in simple terms? What's wrong with Sarah's
map? If I had my druthers, let's be fair about this. I would ask Ken to take another look at 9, okay? Because 9 has three districts. That's the Lloyd one.
Okay.
That sweeps down from actually Esopus through Lloyd. And into Clintondale. So,
yes.
Just to clarify, are you talking about the map that Ken prepared that was modified, or are you talking about Sarah's map? We're talking about Ken's map.
No, I'm talking about Ken's map.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
I just wanted
to make sure. And so you asked me what...
What is wrong with Sarah's map?
Okay.
That's what I
wanted to know. Well, no, the two things... Let me answer her question. Let me answer her question.
Well, I mean, in your opinion, I know...
Yeah. In my opinion, it's the town of Gardner and Shongham.
Okay. What did she do? You're saying,
well,
I know what
if what I like about Ken's map in Gardner was the fact that he kept that small town of 5,600 people whole,
okay,
and pushed it into Plattekill. Okay, I like that.
Okay,
and that kept New Paltz more to itself, and Shongham more to itself.
Okay.
So those are the things that I don't care about. 13
so
districts.
What did Sarah do to that's what I'm saying. Let's stop right there.
I just told you.
Okay, so she did something to Gardner and to Platt.
No, she pretty much kept it as it was from the final draft.
Got it. Okay.
Right.
Go ahead. Continue.
Yeah.
What else is wrong with
those
Sarah's
are that's
draft?
That's it.
So we have those two issues that
it really stems from Gardner and then going north and south.
Okay.
Okay.
And that's the issue you have with Sarah's map.
Yes.
That's what I wanted. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
And the issue I have with Ken's is District 9.
District 9.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's go without Gardner.
There's only so many directions you can make these maps. It's like we can't come up with new populations. So essentially,
okay,
you end up cutting up something else into three to make Gardner work. And so this question here is it fair to cut up more towns into three to make Gardner whole? That's the sole question here.
I'm thinking
and I say no.
Yeah, I think you're right. I don't think the answer is no, and I think we could do it with
right, but
two.
That's what we were supposed to do in the last 2 weeks, and we didn't do it. And my point is, this is the best it's going to be. We can't do it any more than this for two reasons. One, it's probably not possible. And number two, if we change it too much, people will be very mad, and they'll want another public hearing, and we don't have time for that.
Well,
and
we,
if we do something too different, we're putting it on the line to have someone sue over it.
We had our
which
public hearing.
Someone's going to do if we do it without a public, do too much without a public hearing. It won't be me, because who has time for that?
Yeah,
but someone in the town of Lloyd or the town of Plattekill will.
I'm not advocating for another public hearing.
Why don't you stop for a second? Do we need to hold another public hearing, Kristen, in form?
No.
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 That's the answer to the question.
No, I don't think we do.
Hearing.
I don't think we do. We had two hearings. We listened. If we didn't listen and try to learn lessons from that we could employ in our map, then we sent the public on a fool's errand.
But don't you think that
we will be providing the public with a bait and switch on maps?
That's
the towns that thought this is a pretty good map for my town will not have come to that meeting, and we'll have switched it on them because we have changed the whole thing. And I know Donna feels that way about it, being the only one to fall.
13 of the 23 districts were kept the same by you and by Ken.
The only district I changed at all was flipping the hat. That's the only thing I changed. So that's what, three districts?
No, I'm just saying that's what you have in common.
That's the only thing I changed. 13. I didn't change anything other than that, and it makes fewer towns cut into three. That's all I did.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what people wanted too. So this Ken, that was Ken's like shingle that he was hanging out. He wanted Kronson all together. So okay, I didn't like the just deviations, but that's what people want. It solves a problem.
So looking at her, is this, which map is this?
This is
Sarah's.
That's Sarah's map.
Okay.
Sarah's
so is when she flipped that? Is that true? Are we only looking at this here?
Yeah. Well,
she.
So it's the hat, and then she
flipped the hat.
Yeah. So she flipped the hat.
Okay.
And I went forward, and she changed, and she had most of it.
No, I didn't change anything else about the rest.
Well, I said
nothing
you kept,
else
I said you kept.
Yeah, no, he said you kept the rest. Okay.
Okay. It's just, you know, just a question of preference, whether you want more town split or but into fewer districts, or do you want more towns whole, but to some into more districts. That's the question for the commission.
Well, I would certainly recommend, this is reflecting something that Andy had said, that we need to dig into this a little bit more carefully and more fully. and meet again. Because we're not going to resolve that here.
That this is the time to start making decisions. Like I understand that. I understand particularly Andy wants to have time, but I will say Andy and whoever else is on the fence, it's time to decide what your preference is here. Those are the two options, really.
Well, in fairness,
there's not really much more possibility to move the populations around.
Yeah,
it just isn't. I was trying to mess with Andy's today in my lunch break, and I couldn't figure it out either. So,
in fairness, I thought we'd be able to finish tonight, and then you introduce a new map.
I mean, no one was ever going to vote on that map that butchers those two towns.
Oh, I don't know. I thought the map that Ken had produced was better than the one we had. That's my opinion.
I think it butchers two different towns. Just picks another town to butcher.
And they're all down south.
Well, they are.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's where all the action. That's where all the changes took place. Don, in fairness. You know, where we lost population, you know, and that became difficult. Yeah.
That was my next question, but you answered it.
So I don't think we're ready for a vote here tonight.
I don't feel ready. But I would like to get a sense of what our next steps are going to be.
I think our next steps are...
Speak a little louder, please.
Oh, sorry. I want to get a sense of what our next steps are going to be.
Okay. I think it seems to me that we're willing to take a step away from our final draft to incorporate improvements and have a map. We have two maps. We had one until today. Now we have two.
Mm-hmm.
And I think at our next meeting, we'll decide on that in a second, we would decide which of the two maps, that's what we have right now, which of the two maps we prefer, and then confirm that map is better than, in our minds, our collective minds, better than the final draft.
Mm-hmm.
So for now, it's just between Ken's revised map and Sarah's map. It's not we're not including the one that you worked on with Rob. Is that
no? That is.
That's the same map.
Ken submitted that,
and then I met with
Rob to see if there were any technicalities that would need to be ironed out, because that's what we had.
Okay, so it's between Sarah and Ken. That's the final.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Once we do that, then we would have to vote for whichever
and
which one would replace
right.
the final draft. Is that okay. Is that about summarized what people are thinking?
Yeah.
And if one map wasn't butchered so much over the other one, I mean, it just feels wrong. And like I keep saying about Plattekill, I don't live in Plattekill. I don't know anyone right now who does. I just feel like Plattekill gets a shaft in every map.
In both maps, Donna?
Not this one. This is only in two.
Okay.
Plattekill is currently in three districts.
But all the other ones, it's been... And people in Plattekill don't...
Maybe.
I think there was one gentleman at one of the public hearings, but the other people from Plattekill don't come out to meetings. That's their own little community, and they think everyone's going to do right by them, and a lot of them don't understand English. Hmm. And I really think this is a big detriment to poor Plattekill again. And they vote.
Change in the population with Plattekill?
And so, Regis, when you said District 9 on Ken's map, you would maybe take a second look at that. What would you change about it?
I didn't change it. Kind of one thing affects many things. What I didn't like is the length of that, mm-hmm. which goes from mm-hmm. Esopus through okay. Lloyd
right.
and into Clintdale.
I don't know if that's much different on the. I mean, it's hard to change it.
Donna, you
am I right about
that?
That?
I didn't hear.
We just said he didn't like number 9. Esopus goes into Lloyd on Ken's map. Is that?
It goes into both maps.
I agree.
Well,
yeah.
Okay. In both maps, it goes from Esopus into Lloyd.
It both have to be. At some point, but not. And then we're dog legging down also.
One goes as Sopus New Paltz Lloyd, and one goes as Sopus Lloyd Platykill.
Okay, okay. So, yeah.
Well, we mean that sliver there that runs the whole length of Lloyd.
Right.
That's correct.
For years, it was cut the other way. Like a sliver was District 3, which is just a sliver in New Paltz, was in with Lloyd.
Hmm.
Okay.
You're just kind of flipping that over the other way in Ken's map.
So it sounds to me like as a point of departure, we have two maps. There's some time to look at them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we can find a better solution out of the two of them who can say, but that, like, time is out. So now, it's either going to be one of these two or a modified version of one of them.
Yeah. Yes. Perhaps a modified version.
I think it's going to be the two. I don't think anyone. Well, it might turn
out that way. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't, as I said, in Sarah's map, I really don't like Gardner and then New Paltz above it and Shongham below it.
Yeah.
I can't hear you.
I was just repeating what I had said earlier, Donna.
Okay.
You know, I said, I didn't like 9 in Ken's map because of its extension, for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as I described, and on Sarah's map, what happened to a very small town, sacrificing itself to New Paltz and to Shongham?
Do we know that that's even true? I'm going to count the numbers to see who's the bigger population. Bet you Gardner has 16. They're the majority.
Well, Gardner has 5,600 people.
If the town of Walk Hill's in 13, and there's another population in the bottom of 14.
Jehovah Witnesses are in that district. There's 2,000 people in Jehovah Witnesses alone.
Right.
Yeah. Not that they vote, but we don't.
Can't hear.
They're right at that bend, right?
Right. Yep.
What Fawn was saying is that there are 2,000 people in
that
community.
There's 2,000 people right there.
Yeah.
Right, but most of the town of Gardner is in 16. So I bet you the majority of 16 is in Gardner, and I'll count them. I'll send it out.
She's correct.
Because everyone keeps saying this, but no one knows if that's accurate.
Apparently, you're correct, Sarah.
I'm sure I am, having played around with these maps enough.
It's almost a breakdown.
Okay.
All right. Okay. So again, at our next meeting, I would recommend, and correct me if you think otherwise, that we look at both maps, make a decision on either of those as a replacement for the final draft.
Yeah, I think given that Sarah's map only makes the one change to the original draft, and I think it's an improvement, I'm ready to let go of the original final draft in favor of Sarah's map that reverses the hat, because I think it's better.
That's my opinion. That's why I kept asking questions. I wanted to see.
As an alternative to the draft, and then also consider the map that you guys worked on as well.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
But I don't think we need to consider the original final draft anymore, is what I'm saying.
I think we would really need to state that to one another when we're faced with that. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I would agree with you.
Yeah. Okay.
Right now. So
agree with you.
A next meeting. I would recommend July 6th, and then possibly the final one on July. The heck was that?
13th.
I would suggest we only meet on the 13th, and for two reasons. For one, the 6th is the week of a federal holiday, and so many of us may have plans. I know I do. But also, I think it's important that if it's our last meeting and we're not providing public comment and we've received this letter from the supervisors, that more members of the public may want to come out and say their piece about the map. And it is the only noticed map. It's been on our schedule for a year and a half, and so I would suggest that we defer to that and we just do not leave the room until we vote on a map. We'll have 2 weeks in which to talk to each other, to bounce ideas off of each other, and then we'll have that meeting. I don't think it's fair to next week. Many of us are unavailable, and I don't think it's fair to have a meeting on a week that many people will be traveling because of a holiday. And so I would suggest that we do
it. I'll be out of the country.
Don will be out of the country. You can't be here, Rob.
Board meeting is the first Wednesday every month.
Okay, you can't be there. So that settles that. We can't be net meet on this basis.
Okay. So the 13th.
Yeah, and that's it, folks. We really have to have it done. Mm-hmm. That is the date. That's the drop dead date for us to decide, and then it has to go through a process for the final product.
Right? She gets
this
to turn
final
it in.
Submission.
The final map.
So we're saying the 13th. I'm sorry, I can't hear.
Yes, that's correct, Donna.
Okay. Thank you.
I can help you do it. You turn it in. You guys.
You turn it in.
Okay.
So the only meeting we're going to have right now is on the 13th?
Yes.
Okay. Seems like that. And I'll see if I can make sure if I can get the chambers, because we might. It would be great if you could all be in person on the 13th. I just think it's different than trying to. It's sort of awkward for people to see what's happening on Zoom. But we'll check with Travis.
Okay. Sorry, I can't hear.
We're going to check with Travis. And I think since that meeting has been, it's been on my calendar forever, I think he would have had it already on his.
Yeah.
So
we did.
Yeah.
Not an issue.
Okay. All right. I'd like to ask at this point any members of the public who are present here if they wish to say something about these proceedings.
I just noticed one thing in comparing the current as it exists right now. What I'm noticing is...
Can't hear.
Sorry. I'll just talk louder. What I'm noticing...
Thank you.
What I'm noticing is one thing from current is you have continued as exists the towns that are split in either two or three districts. You've continued the same. The only change of what you've done with this proposal is you've taken New Paltz and Gardner, which are currently, and I'm saying New Paltz as whole, meaning the town. The village is obviously its own district, but you've now split New Paltz and Gardner. I'm not saying that's good or bad. I'm just saying that's the change that I notice from the current. If you went with Ken's version, you would be keeping Gardner and I believe New Paltz whole, but you would be then adding another district into Plattekill and Marlboro. So just to put it in a perspective, that's kind of what the difference from what it exists right now, and I don't know that anybody's really looked at that. I just looked at it now for the first time. The other thing to relay, and I can't speak for any one particular supervisor, but some supervisors have come to the conclusion that having three legislators is not necessarily a bad thing, because you now have three people to talk to out of 23. So splitting some up into three or not into three, while you may all care about it for one reason or another, the supervisors and the towns may not feel it is a disadvantage. I'm just putting that out there to not assume that it is being considered a disadvantage. And Sarah, to answer your question, I did run the numbers. For District 16, the majority is in Gardner. It's very close. It was a difference of like 500 or 600 people between the number in Gardner and the number in Shangum. But you are correct, the majority of 16 is in Gardner. So to answer what you guys were all discussing.
The 500 would be outside the bounds of the like plus or minus 5% too. So that's a significant portion of 500. Some people.
Right.
Thank you, Mike, for making that calculation.
Yeah.
I assumed, but it was good to have the affirmative.
Yeah, and I can see merits personally of either map. I see pluses and minuses of both. It is a really hard decision, and I think now, to be honest, it comes down, from my own personal opinion, comes down to your own personal perspective of the seven commission members as to which one you think is the better of the two. Can they be tweaked? I agree with you, Sarah, that little piece of Lloyd doesn't really work. It could be, perhaps be finessed, but I I think you've all done a really good job, and I know it's frustrating, but I, as somebody else who's done a lot of maps with you, you guys have done a good job.
So. Okay. All right. With that, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Okay, Andy, second?
Second.
Thank you. All in favor, aye. Thank you. See you on the 13th of July.
Okay, 7:15. Let me shut the recording off. I'll shut that recording off. You can hack.
Those are.
Thank
those
you.
Are, those
good,
are
night.
Bye.
Good night.
Those are pre.
The census.
Yeah.
13:5 and Sean is actually 12:5.
Okay. Original.